1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Authorities in Pennsylvania updating us this hour after the arrest of a suspect in connection with the November murders of four Idaho college students. Here's what we know so far.
Authorities arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Koberger in eastern Pennsylvania Friday in connection with the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. The suspect was taken into custody near Scranton. He is expected to be charged with four homicides.
CBS's Dina Demetrius. A congressional committee has released several years of former President Trump's tax returns that he had fought to keep secret. CBS's Skylar Henry has the latest from Washington.
6 years of tax returns belonging to former President Donald Trump that wheeled through the U.S. Capitol in boxes last week were released online by the House Ways and Means Committee Friday morning. Congressional analysis of personal and business tax forms from 2015 to 2020 revealed the former First Family reported more losses than gains in 6 years since 2015. And Trump paid only $750 in federal taxes in 2016 and 17 and nothing in 2020.
The returns take on added significance now that Trump has launched another run for the White House. Multiple rounds of rainfall happening out west in parts of California and the Sierra Nevada region. National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill with details on this rain event.
We're looking at repeated rounds of rainfall over the next week, sort of three distinct rounds. A lot of moisture channeled from the equatorial regions of the Pacific. Today we're looking at probably the biggest of the three rounds, what we would kind of classify as a stronger atmospheric river, bringing just over the next 12 hours some totals of 3 to 5 inches along portions of the Northern California coastline.
The storm system will bring much needed rain to a region that has been struggling with drought conditions. Roman Catholics are gathering in Rome to pray for 95-year-old Pope Emeritus Benedict, who is very ill. Mary Kamani is among them.
I just came from night duty from the hospital. I'm a medical doctor. And I came straight from work. I've not gone home to sleep. I just came here to pray for him so that God will accompany him.
Pope Benedict retired in 2013. Do you plan to celebrate New Year's Eve with fireworks? Doctors say be careful.
Dr. Goldstein says he's also seen injuries with bar rockets and especially sparklers that could catch your clothes on fire. He says when lighting a firework, stand clear and to go to the hospital or urgent care when it's necessary.
So if you have more than, you know, a palm-sized burn, then that's a significant burn and something that needs to be addressed pretty quickly.
WTOC-TV reporter Camille Syed in Savannah. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
America's kids are at risk. Parents can't control their education. And states are taking over health decisions, even letting children decide their gender. Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax all this holiday week, and he's warning about the dangers to our kids with the woke agenda. Tune in tonight for Rob Schmidt and his series, Kids at Risk. You'll be shocked. This holiday week, check out Newsmax and Rob Schmidt. Make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Give the gift of good health in the new year. Blood supplies remain very low and donations slow down during the holiday months. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is holding a blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids on January 17th and the 23rd. Plan ahead to make an appointment on one of these days and help save lives this new year. Blood drives are held in the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids on January 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and January 23rd from 2 to 7 p.m. You can call 866-566-5900 to make an appointment or just walk in. Have a happy and healthy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media, on air and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us or wherever you find podcasts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 12. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 33. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Chance for snow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 26. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Yay.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends, whatever makes their holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit countryhearthbreads.com/sweeps.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Are you planning on making New Year's resolutions this year? Aspirus Health shared 5 tips from the American Psychological Association to help you stick to your New Year's resolutions. 1. Start small. This will help you fit a new resolution into your schedule while keeping realistic. 2. Change one behavior at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself with too many changes at once. 3. Talk about it. Find like-minded people to share your experiences with and be accountable to. 4. Don't beat yourself up. Missteps are normal. The key to successful behavior change is resiliency. 5. Ask for support. You don't have to do it on your own. If you're overwhelmed or unsure, consider seeking professional help. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media, on air, and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us. or wherever you find podcasts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 12. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 33. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Chance for snow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 26. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
that former President Donald Trump had a top aide ask his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, whether it be possible to trade. Just days after the presidential election was called for Joe Biden in 2020. If you can't make some money off it, what good is it, Dom?
Exactly.
The information was revealed in emails provided by Kushner, an advisor to the Trump White House, and released as part of the final batches of transcripts from the House January 6th Select Committee. Here's a quote, Tom. On November 9th, 2020, then-Trump aide Dan Scavino emailed Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, with the request from Trump, reported Tierney Sneed and others. Hey, Jared. POTUS wants to trademark own the rights to below. I don't know who to see or ask. I don't know who to take to. You know, like when someone proposes something really crazy, but he's the president of the United States, who do you go ask? Apparently, it could only be Jared. So anyways, Scafino, who's a true believer by all indications, Dom, goes to Jared with the big ask. Anyways, Jared's testimony to the committee, which was released by panel on Friday. Two phrases were bolded in the email. Here are the two things that Donald Trump wanted to trademark, Dom. Save America PAC! Exclamation point. And rigged election! Exclamation point. Kushner forwarded the request and discussed it on an email chain that included Eric Trump, the president's son, Alex Cannon, a Trump campaign lawyer, Sean Dolman, the chief financial officer of Trump's 2020 campaign, and Justin Clark, a Trump campaign lawyer, who said the report, knowing that Kushner wrote, guys, can we do ASAP, please? You know, can we please make the unreasonable come true? Because my father-in-law is asking. Ultimately, and I find this ironic, Tom, ultimately, Eric Trump responded back that web domains for both of those terms were already taken. How low is the former president's son that like 10 different people have to email chain each other and say the president wants to trademark rigged election, and Eric Trump is the guy who's got to go Google rigged election and find out, no, someone already went to GoDaddy. And then he's got to go back to his daddy.
But he's also eager to please, man. You know, he daddy wants something. Eric will step up for you, Dad. I'm here for you.
Can I have a hug, Dad, please? Please, Dad. The committee ultimately released a scathing final report accusing Trump of being central to inciting the attack on the U.S. Capitol and heavily involved in the illegal plots to overturn the vote, and referred Trump to the Justice Department on four proposed criminal charges. You know, Dom's bold prediction for next year, a perp walk for Donald Trump. Like to hear yours, 844-967-2789. Maybe we should simplify the phone number next year. Like 111-111-111.
844-96-PARTY, man. It doesn't get any easier than that. We've been doing it for 11 years. Why do you keep forgetting the number, man?
Short-term memory loss. Can't tell you why.
It's been a long time. In the same vein, perhaps we should follow, you know, Trump's advice here. Not, you know, trademarking rigged election, but, you know, the greatest radio show ever. I don't think we can do the Devil's Advocates. That's, you know, everyone knows the Devil's Advocates. But the greatest radio show ever? I mean, that could be something.
.us? You know, someone's out there stealing your good idea right now.
Yeah, well, you know. Story of my life. But what does this say about Trump's state of mind, though, right? If you were so concerned, so very concerned about a rigged election and it being stolen from you, would your one of your first thoughts be to, God, can I trademark that so I can make some money off of it?
Merchandising! Where the real money from the movie's made. If you're Donald Trump and most of your positive income actually comes from trademarking your name and likeness, Tom. That's the first thing you think. I got to make a t-shirt.
He didn't believe it.
Well, I don't believe that he believed it. No, you're right. You got
also.
Also, what? There's
also
more?
No, the transcripts. I mean, again, this is a Friday before New Year's Eve, and I know there's not a lot of live radio going on, but we're doing it because this matters. We want to bring it to you. CNN also reporting on Jenny Thomas, and this was one I was waiting for, so at least it was released. Now, this was an interview. It was not under oath. But CNN has some notes here. She's a conservative activist and wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Yes.
Before you get to Jenny Thomas, I've got just a little more on Jared Kushner.
Oh, you do?
Jared apparently was the one that broke the news of the loss to Donald Trump. And we've got the transcripts as that's being described. I'd like to throw that out briefly and then on to Jenny Thomas. Dominic, on Friday, Newsweek reported the newly released transcripts from the House J6 Select Committee revealed that former President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, a key advisor in the Trump White House, testified about the former president's reaction when he was first told he lost the election. Right? This goes to the heart of the matter. Did he believe it, that it was a rigged election? You know, the thing he wanted to get trademarked. Here is how it's being reported, Dom. Specifically, Jared claims he barely reacted at all. On Friday, Washington Examiner reporter Cami Mondau tweeted a transcript showing testimony of Kushner's responses to the committee about Trump's reaction moment he learned he lost his re-election campaign. When asked about Trump's emotional response upon learning of his loss, Kushner said he didn't remember that the former president had one. Specifically, Kushner set up Trump. I felt like he wasn't really showing his cards in the sense that he was just taking the information and going back to what he was doing. Asked if he could tell if Trump was surprised by the result, Kushner simply said, I don't know.
I don't know. You think he'd be a little mad, right? Some emotion, but again, I mean, Trump knew, and the Republicans knew. You know, think back; it seems so obvious. Trump failing miserably on his reaction to the pandemic. Of course, the economy went into the tank under Trump's watch. He did sign some legislation that allowed for some, you know, funding to go to the people. Let's not forget that. Republicans, when you get all mad about it, and a lot of Republicans cashed those checks. But Trump, you know, Trump was just a terrible president. He was a terrible president. The economy was terrible under Trump. If you recall, once again, a Democratic president had to clean up the mess from the last guy. And I get it. You know, you're kind of inherit a pandemic. What do you do? Well, you could have done some things different. And if you believe some of the statistics and the articles that are out there, perhaps Trump's lack of action could have killed a million of his own followers. But I digress. Trump knew back in the early days when he was telling Bob Woodward about how dangerous the virus was, of course, playing an entirely different role to us. He knew it was bad, and he knew it was bad, and he downplayed it specifically because he understood that this would be a weight against him in his reelection. So he wanted to downplay it as much as he could to have so it wouldn't have the impact that he hoped it would not have. Well, of course, that wasn't the case. You can't do that. The virus doesn't give a damn what your political ambitions are. It goes around no matter who. So Donald Trump knew it. Then he was preparing himself, not only himself, but us, planting the seed corn in early spring, hell, late winter, February, March, before the election. Mail-in ballots, we'll never win another election again. We can't trust this, you know, all those things. Where did this come from? Well, it started back then. Well, he was laying down the groundwork, and he knew he was going to lose, and Republicans knew he was going to lose. I can't believe they thought that he was going to win.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Jim Santel for just a few more minutes. As you point out, this is a civil trial, not a criminal trial. You think that the Trump org will end up with the death penalty under New
suddenly it dawns on you. You have the perfect idea for that special holiday gift, but there's no time to waste. You have to move now. No need to fret. You're on your way with a Keyline Home Equity line of credit. The money is instantly available to you in the amount you need and at a comfortably affordable rate. Visit Key Savings Bank to set up your Keyline Home Equity line of credit. Then wherever you go, whatever you do, you'll be ready. Key Savings Bank, 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And visit their location in the town of Rome.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Just have a good time. 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Every day we're shuffling at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm shuffling through some of the reporting accounts of the January 6th transcripts newly released. Found some over at the CNN, Dom. Key findings from the latest January 6th panel transcripts, including from Don Jr. and others. But I want to turn to Fredo, if you will, Don Jr. Dom, Donald Trump Jr. explains why he texted Mark Meadows on November 5th about plans to keep his dad in office. Donald Trump Jr. told the committee the reason he texted Meadows a detailed plan about how to ensure his father would get a second term 2 days after the 2020 presidential election was because he thought the ideas were, according to the transcript, the most sophisticated, and they sounded plausible. Trump Jr.'s testimony, revealed by the Select Committee yesterday, provides new context to a text message CNN first reported on in April, where he lays out various ideas for keeping Trump in power by subverting the Electoral College process. Yeah, a little procedural coup, Dom. The November 5th text message outlines a strategy that is nearly identical to what allies of the former president attempted to carry out months in the months that followed. Trump Jr., Fredo as I like to call him, Dom, makes specific reference to filing lawsuits and advocating recounts to prevent certain swing states from certifying their results, as well as having a handful of Republican state houses put forward slates of, let's just call them, fake Trump electors. If all that failed, according to Trump Jr.'s text, GOP lawmakers in Congress could simply vote to reinstall Trump as president on January 6, 2021. How'd that day turn out? This is a quote from the transcript. We have operational control, total leverage, the message rings. Moral high ground, POTUS must start second term now. Although Trump Jr. said that he was not the original author of the text, a point his lawyer made to CNN back in April, and that he did not remember who was the original author of the message, he explained to investigators why, out of all the messages he was being sent all the time, he felt this one was necessary to pass on to Meadows. Here's his quote. Perhaps in reading it, it was the most sophisticated, you know, and detailed, and again, about things I don't necessarily, you know too much about.
It's the most honest thing you've ever said, Junior.
But it sounded plausible, and I wanted to make sure that we were looking into issues brought up in the text, Trump Jr. said. Dominic Meadows did not initially respond to the original November 5th text, but when Trump Jr. followed up the next day to make sure he saw, so not only did he find that one, he followed up on that one when Meadows didn't respond. Trump's then chief of staff texted, "Much of this had merit. Working on this for Pennsylvania, so Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina are ready." It was all part of the plan.
That's all part of the plan, and Junior probably got an update because he doesn't recall from whom, which I'm sure, if the Department of Justice was so inclined, they could track down, and these are cell phones, these are messages, little pings, they don't go away. You can find that information if you want to. I don't know, man. I think a lot of this testimony under greater scrutiny from the DOJ instead of under oath to a congressional committee would provide greater detail than I think we're getting from some of these witnesses.
Well, Trump Jr., Fredo, if you will, Dom, you know, got the weak short-term memory when it comes to what he said or did the morning of the January 6th. Here's a little bit more of the reporting from CNN. Trump Jr. said he didn't know Turning Point Action paid him and his fiancée, Kimberly Guilfoyle, $30,000 each for their appearance at the rally at the White House Ellipse. Didn't know I got $30,000. I mean, that'll buy a kilo or more, won't it, Tom? He said he thought the money was for an event at the Palm Beach Hilton in December, according to a transcript released on Thursday. Is he such a wanted man that he gets $30,000 here, $30,000 there? Right. Show up at the party.
He didn't memo it, right? What is this for exactly again?
My recollection was that we had spoken for them prior to Christmas at an event. We did annually and always got sort of paid for speaking fees to show up, Trump Jr. said. Then some cocaine and some green M&Ms, allegedly, Dom. In transcripts of their interviews with the House Select Committee, Trump Jr. and his new wife, Kimberly Guilfoyle, repeatedly said they didn't recall details and distanced themselves from events that led to the January 6th attack. Trump Jr. told the committee investigators, "I don't recall specifically," when asked if he ever received the $30,000, and "I don't know," when asked if Guilfoyle ever ended up getting paid. Throughout their testimony, Trump Jr. and Guilfoyle said they didn't remember specific conversations about rally planning and that they were in the dark about the particulars that were being put together. Guilfoyle also denied having conversations with anyone linking the rally to objections to Congress certifying Joe Biden's electoral win. What the hell were they rallying about then, Kimberly? Here's the quote. "I was not involved in any of that certification stuff. I couldn't even explain it to you to this day," she said, adding that she didn't know the significance of holding the rally on January 6th. I would point out, Kimberly Guilfoyle is a lawyer. She's not a rock just because she dates Don Jr.
She's Are you lawyer, suggesting, sure. Crudy, that perhaps they did remember and they were less than truthful in their sworn testimony to the January 6th committee?
I'm saying maybe. Maybe. But I'd bet on it. I'm doing a Google right now, man.
All right. Oh, well, on that as well, I know we got to go to a break here shortly, but let's throw this one out there. Lindsey Graham. "Just give me five dead voters," also from CNN. "After the 2020 election, Graham pledged to become a champion of them President Trump's election fraud claims if only Trump's advisors would give him information about dead voters," according to an account given to the January 6th committee. Senator Graham was saying, "Give me your information," Trump lawyer Christina Bob relayed to the committee about what Graham said in meetings days before the January 6th insurrection. "Just give me five dead voters," Bob said Graham told then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and others in Meadows' office at the White House. "Give me, you know, an example of illegals voting. Just give me a very small snapshot that I can take and champion," Bob added, relaying what Graham said at the time. The exchange with Graham highlights how the South Carolina Republican became involved in Trump's pressure campaign to overturn his election loss in Georgia, and how the White House at the time was connecting with influential politicians to advance Trump's message of false election fraud claims. Graham was like, oh, I'd love to support the cause. I think it would be great to, you know, really show all the fraud. Send me a memo and show me, you know, what information you've got. I'll champion it. Bob also recalled from the conversation with Graham. According to a transcript of Bob's House testimony released on Thursday, Graham received a memo from the legal team working with Trump titled, Chairman Graham, Dead Votes Memo for Your Consideration. Bob said he did nothing with it. Graham's office pointed out on Thursday that in the book Peril by Woodward, they previously described a similar exchange between Graham and the Trump advisors after receiving their memo. The senator was unconvinced of the fraud they claimed.
More Devil's Advocates, Hour 2, the happier happy hour. Last one of the year. Jenny Thomas's quote from the transcripts,
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.